Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can learn more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Mandara Cromwell. Mandara Cromwell is a CEO of Cyma Technologies. She invented the acoustic meridian intelligence device, which was nominated for the Thomas Edison Award for Innovation in the Fields of Science and Medicine in 2013. In 2002, she coined the term cymotherapy, which we're going to be talking about today. And she's the author of a book called Soundflower, The Journey to Marry Science and Spirit, and the creator of the Soundflower Experience, a sound visual meditation for relieving stress. You can find out more about Mandara Cromwell and her wonderful work at her website, cymatechnologies.com. Welcome, Mandara Cromwell.
Thank you, Catherine. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
So we're going to be talking for our audience about cymotherapy. So first of all, what exactly is cymotherapy?
Cymotherapy is the audible sound affecting the physiology of the human body. So the sound is actually audible, and there are specific sound frequencies, specific patterns that I've created that help the body in its healing and recovery process, and also to maintain health and longevity.
Now, what is the meaning of sacred sound for you? Here at the UK Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've interviewed a number of experts in sound healing. So what does sacred sound mean for you?
Sacred sound started for me at a young age when I grew up in a rural area, and there were lots of nature sounds that I came to know as a way of communication through, you know, the rural animals. The farmers that were there seemed to have this amazing communication network that, you know, the animals would respond to. And then when I was in church, I grew up in a Catholic church with Gothic style architecture. And when the pipe organ would sound, the whole church would come to life. And couple that with Latin mass and beautiful hymns like Ave Maria, I felt like my body was lifting up. And so it became a really profound experience as a young child. Later in life, I traveled and studied in India, and I recognize that they also have their special architecture that harnesses sound. And with the temple engravings and the pillars, et cetera, it seemed like, again, I was lifted up or somehow inspired in very deep inner searching ways to this new field, which for me was new. Of course, there it's ancient. Of sound and vibration and how sacred it is and how it connects us to the whole collective consciousness and this whole holistic view of cosmology is really a holy experience. So sacred sound can be everywhere if we recognize it.
So great explanation, Mandara Cromwell. Now, one of my most favorite things is to lie in my hammock on the porch and listen to the birds. So I'm out there and I'm in the sunshine. So I'm watching for the birds and I'm listening to the birds. And it really is a very uplifting, peaceful experience for me. And, you know, if we can get into nature, I think that sacred sound is available to all of us. And just yesterday, I was working with a client who's recovering from cancer. And I was tuning into her to figure out what would help her to be happy and to actually feel happy at this time in her life. And it was to attend live music concerts where she could actually feel the music, not just hear it, but feel the vibrations of the music. So, what is the difference between feeling music and hearing music?
Well, you bring up a really fabulous point here, Catherine, because most people do not listen. You're talking about actually listening to the bird song, and you're suggesting to your client that they immerse themselves into an environment where actually their whole body is listening. And there's a rather famous ear, nose, and throat physician. He's no longer with us on this plane. Dr. Alfred Tomatis, we call him here in the United States. And he talked about how the skin is actually an ear, how we take in this information through our skin on various levels. So I would say you're right on by recognizing that your client would benefit by exposing herself to real sound, symphonic sound. As anyone who's been to a beautiful symphony or a concert, there's nothing like live music. So to
And
really listen.
just recently, I had the great privilege of going to a sound healing experience in Asheville at Skinny Beats Drum Shop. And they were using all kinds of instruments and all kinds of sacred sounds. But what we did was we actually lay down, and by the end of the whole sound healing, my whole body was vibrating. So it was very different from just like listening to the radio or listening to music when I practice yoga.
These types of instruments have the ability to, they create these beautiful sine waves, which we find in nature. And so it's a little different than, other digitized music. So these instruments are very organic, and we have a deep resonance with them. They communicate with us on certain levels of our physiology. It's really therapeutic for the most part.
So Mandara Cromwell, what was the first profound awakening in your adult life?
You know, this it was really an experience that launched me into deeper study. And to answer this question very succinctly, I'd like to read a couple paragraphs from my book, Soundflower, The Journey to Marry Science and Spirit. And to just set the stage for this is at a time when I'm just finishing college. And somehow or another, I end up at a meditation retreat. I've never meditated before. I end up with a friend who says, "Hey, let's go to this meditation retreat with this guy named Swami Muktananda. He's supposed to know the truth of the universe." So, of course, at a young age, I was really on a path seeking the wise and holy men and women of the world who could share these deep truths. And so here we go for I'm at the retreat. And as the retreat studies progressed, I began to learn Sanskrit chanting. It is known as the language of vibration, which I wasn't surprised to discover. While chanting, I recognized the resonance generated as the same energy I experienced when I heard Ave Maria in church as a child. Back then, I felt the sound lifting me up. Here, the Sanskrit added in focusing the sound in clearing my mental body. It created a beautiful buzzing in the crown of my head. I recognized chanting as a tool to build Shakti, a mystical energy which could be awakened by using particular Sanskrit syllables. The upward moving vibrations began at the base of my spine and traveled into every crevice in my torso and limbs. A certain type of inner heat streamed upward, clearing the energetic pathways as it climbed to the top of my head. Each of the Sanskrit sounds had an effect in my oral cavity. As my tongue tapped at the roof of my mouth, it produced an experience that was both intoxicating and full of spiritual ecstasy. I could see each syllable form a colorful, vibratory pattern. Rippling outward, each one expanded to permeate the space around me. I was elated but mystified. How was this happening? I would come to understand that my tongue taps, part of the spiritual practice of chanting the Sanskrit, stimulated the 84 reflex points in the mouth, thereby affecting the chemistry and neurotransmitters of the brain. So it's this experience at that age that launched me into a path of deeper study of yoga and into the medical aspect of Ayurveda.
So, Mandara Cromwell, what are the 84 reflex points in our mouth, and how does chanting activate them?
So in Sanskrit chanting, we're tapping these different points and we're speaking the Sanskrit prayers in a specific meter. So it's kind of like we've started this drum beat, and our tongue is part of this rhythmic beater. And the rhythmic meter, and the tongue is actually creating the beat. And as we're creating these different sounds, they are tapping these different parts of the mouth, close to the teeth, on the roof of the mouth, on the bottom. And as we study Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, the two oldest medical systems that still exist today, we learn that there's a direct correlation between those points and our physical and subtle bodies.
So, how does chanting differ from talking? Because you and I are talking, we could potentially be stimulating those 84 reflex points in our mouth right now.
Good point. Very good point. And there are some aspects of that. With the Sanskrit chanting, it's a very specific meter and specific sounds that follow one right after the other. And so there's a real pattern in helping the human body develop this type of coherence for the physical and the more subtle bodies, the emotional and the mental, calming all that down. And so, given that coherence, we achieve higher states of consciousness and we also help our physiological health. You and I are speaking in a relaxed manner. For some of it, I was in another part of the country earlier this week, and they said, "Oh, you must be from the South." Now, I don't think I have a Southern accent, but for those of us who have lived in the Southeast of the United States for a period of time, we adopt that meter and that type of speech. And so, we have different types of speech, and sometimes it's more relaxed, and some forms of it enunciate more, but in the Sanskrit, you're actually enunciating in the same way each time. So you're setting up a sound grid.
Okay. Now, earlier in your life, you studied with the British osteopath, Dr. Peter Guy Manners. What are some of the main concepts that you learned from him, Mandara Cromwell?
Oh, that was a significant turning point in my life. I was, in a consulting had a consulting practice where I would help integrative or physicians who were looking to become more integrative in their practice, how to add different holistic therapies. And they were transitioning from an insurance model into how we're, the whole business model, as well as therapeutic, how are they going to help their patients? And one day I received this phone call from a gentleman, and we started speaking about sound. He had no idea of my past in yoga and Ayurveda, and I had no idea of his past, but we began speaking about sound and yogic principles. And he started telling me about this British osteopath who was located in the middle of the Cotswolds and how Dr. Manners had this sound box which emitted certain frequencies that would help people with their health. And so I became really intrigued with, wow, all of these years I had been teaching meditation where it's kind of a top-down approach. Whereas, wow, if you could have a sound box that emitted these very specific frequencies that affect the physical body to help people with their health, I really wanted to know about that. And so it was not long before I hopped on a plane and came over to the Cotswolds to meet Dr. Manners, who was in the twilight of his years, and studied with him. And so we began a student-teacher relationship. So once again, we're always students, I feel, but in this particular way, I began my studying for my doctorate in cymatic medicine. And he had not only the sound frequencies that would help people by applying it specifically to the body, but also he had a pool of water that was charged with these frequencies. So people could actually immerse themselves in these healing waters. So that was a really profound experience. As he passed the torch to me, I have researched how is it that these frequencies are effective. And so I have used modern technology of EEG and EKG, heart rate variability, thermal imaging, X-ray, MRI, to prove that there's an actual increase in sound. Because, we can't really see sound, but this sound really does emit properties that will help the physical body in its journey to recovery. And so it was a really profound time, and was a very special time to be with a person who sometimes I think if I hadn't been there, maybe his work would not have continued. But it has certainly helped a lot of people, and I feel honored to be able to carry the torch forward.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Mandara Cromwell, the CEO of Cyma Technologies. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Mandura Cromwell, you invented the AMI 750, the Acoustic Meridian Intelligence device, which, again, was nominated for the Thomas Edison Award for Innovation in the Fields of Science and Medicine in 2013. What exactly is the AMI 750? What does it do, and how does it help heal the body?
AMI is an acronym for Acoustic Meridian Intelligence. And so the device is looks a little bit like a bathroom scales, if you wanted to pull up a visual. And you place your feet, sit comfortably in a chair or lie on a sofa or bed, and you place your feet on the device. And so the sound, the acoustic audible sounds, travel the meridian pathways. And the body, in its own innate intelligence, knows exactly where that sound needs to go. For example, there was a gentleman who came and he had stubbed his toe and hadn't paid attention to the injury for some time. So now the situation is exacerbated and he's quite in a lot of pain. And so when the sound starts coming up, he says, I don't feel this in my toes. I feel it in my shoulder. So you would think, since the device is right there at his feet, he would feel it on the toes first. But no, he feel it in the shoulder. And I said, well, have you ever had anything happen to that shoulder? Have you had any injury there in the past? And he said, oh, yes, like 40 years ago, I was in the military and jumped off a truck with a big duffel bag and injured that shoulder. And a few moments later, he said, oh, now I feel it in my knee. So very interesting. So he's not feeling it in his toe, which is why he came, but he feels it in the shoulder, which is a very old injury. And now he's feeling it in his knee. I said, well, did anything ever happen to your knee? He said, yes, I injured that in a skiing accident 20 years ago. So it was very interesting that the sound knows exactly where to go, that we need attention here, we need attention there. And then finally, by the end of the 30-minute session, he says, oh, I feel that my toe is relaxing. So the body and its innate intelligence knows where the sound nutrition is needed. And so what these frequencies are, it's a 30-minute session. And within that session, there are several codes. And each code consists of five frequencies. So if you could imagine that there's a very special code, a quintet for the muscles, and another special quintet for the ligaments, and another special quintet that helps decrease inflammation, and another special quintet that helps calm the brain waves. And so we layer these frequency patterns, I call it AMI frequency patterning, into specific formulas to help people. And so in my device, there are specific channels, one for musculoskeletal pain, one for inflammatory pain, one for stress relief, one for vitality, for people who just can't get out of bed and need a little kind of like a sonic cup of coffee. We have one for the respiratory system, the digestive system, the cardiovascular system, the nervous system. And so we treat the body as a whole, given all of these sound frequencies. And people will ask, you know, how do you know this works? Because this is an area where, you know, basically we haven't explored. We're developing the vocabulary. We don't even have all the instrumentation to measure exactly what's going on. But what we do know with the instrumentation that we do have right now is that these specific sound frequencies have the ability to diminish chronic inflammation, which is at the core of all degenerative conditions that we have today. And then we also have research that shows that it improves oxygenation, which is, hey, we really need that oxygenated, nutrient-rich blood going everywhere, coursing throughout our body is huge. We also have evidence that it increases the cell viability, the cell motility. And so we do have studies. If people want to look further, they can go to my website and see those specific studies.
No, one of the things that I remember when I was studying sound healing is that everything is a vibration. So, for example, if you take a medication, whether it's a natural healing remedy or a pharmaceutical drug, there's a specific energy frequency to every drug. And the scientific research shows you can either give people the drug or the vibration, right? And I myself, in my healing room, I have a set of tuning forks, right? And when I use the tuning forks, you can look at, you know, what note or notes do people here need? And, you know, on what acupuncture meridians do they need to be applied? Now, Mandara Cromwell, how did your spiritual knowledge become work in the world?
Good question. Well, I met Dr. Manners, and that was a pivotal time for me to visit the UK in the twilight of his life and see how he was using audible sound, which is really non-invasive. So if we look at it a little bit like the it's a pitch pipe to help call back our cells into resonance. It's kind of like the conductor of the orchestra that gets everybody in tune. The body is a whole orchestra, and certain parts of it need to be realigned. And when there's a certain part that that is out of tune, usually it's another segment of the orchestra that's compensating for that particular lack. So we've figured out how to set up these frequency patterns to bring a cohesive play, so to speak, so that the body can really sing its original song. We're talking about sound, and we can't really see sound except for if you engage with something like the cymoscope, which was innovated by my friend and colleague John Reed in the UK. And so this is a device to help make the sound visible. So the sound is emitted through either a cuvette, a glass of water, and or a membrane where there is sand or powder sprinkled. And as the sound is emitted, there are geometric shapes that form on top of the water, or we're looking at standing waves specifically. Or if it's on a plate with powder, you can see the geometries that that sound is making. If it's a incoherent sound, a chaotic sound, the geometry will look skewed. And actually, they have looked at the sound of a healthy cell versus that of a cancer cell. And so with the cancer cell, you see that there's lacking coherence. So what we want to do is we want to focus on what is the healthy cell. So I have taken this concept, and this started with me, Catherine, way back in the temples of India, where I would see the imprint of Sanskrit prayers carved into the pillars. And so when you walk into the temple, this frequency vibration is beamed at us as we walk through the temple. And I thought one day, wouldn't it be great if people could actually, you know, do that themselves in their home? So I took the sound made visible of specific frequencies and created a short meditation. I call it the Soundflower Experience, because we know that if we gaze at something, that we will imprint at a cellular level, we will imprint at a mental and emotional level those symbols of beauty and healing. And so in yoga, there's a technique called drishti, and drishti is, excuse me, in Sanskrit, drishti means focused gaze. So you're gazing at something, and by gazing at these specific images in the yogic technique, we can access higher states of consciousness. But when we do it from a therapeutic perspective, that healing imprint is imprinting at every cell. And so thereby we gain health.
Yeah, Mandara Cromwell, you're bringing up a fundamental principle, actually of flower essence making. And I observe as we're doing this interview, you've got orchids in the background. My healing room is full of orchids. And when people come to see me in person, they walk in the door and they're like, oh my God, I feel better already before I've even done anything, right? And I think it's the orchids. But in flower essence making, there's something called the doctrine of signatures. So we can either look at the rose or you can take a flower essence made from the rose. And we can look at the specific orchid, okay, because all flowers are unique in their appearance, or we can take the flower essence made from the orchid. So you're bringing up that doctrine of signatures, which is about, again, calling up the energy of a specific frequency. Now, Mandara Cromwell, as you are well aware, one of the basic principles in natural healing is the concept of biochemical individuality. So everybody's body chemistry is unique to you, right? And from a sound healing perspective, you and I are both nice people, but are everyone, if you're listening, you're already a VIP. Like so many people want to be rich and famous these days. Well, you're already a VIP because you are unique vibrational interference pattern. So Mandara Cromwell are both masters in our field, and we have unique frequencies to our personal energy. So Mandara Cromwell, when you're treating someone with your AMI device, how do you know which specific frequencies an individual needs? Because we're all different.
We're all different, and yet we're all the same. So we have some patterns. And this is where we look into, you know, when you visit a psymotherapy practitioner, or if you are a private owner of one of the AMI devices, we offer free consultations to guide people into selecting the channels that are specific to their health goals. So, you know, it's a slightly different if you are looking for health and longevity than if you have found yourself with a significant health challenge, an autoimmune condition, or some, you know, advanced diagnosis. Then we take all of that into consideration, and we have a sound education department with advanced sound therapists that help people guide them through which channels to select. And normally it's a 6-week protocol. So we don't want you to live on the device, but you know, you do a couple sessions a day, a couple of 30-minute sessions a day. We also have, and we were talking about flower signatures and homeopathics, those types of therapies. We also teach people how to imprint their drinking water, particularly if they have something very systemic that they're working on. So given the guidance, whether they're a healthcare professional or a private owner, we're there to help guide them which frequencies they should use specific to their goals.
And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Mandara Cromwell talk about cryotherapy. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So for our audience who's maybe surprised to learn that you can imprint drinking water with healing frequencies, I want to direct everybody to the work of, and I can't pronounce his first name, but Dr. Emoto. And Dr. Emoto was a Japanese researcher, and he took photographs and he proved that when you speak certain words over water, it actually changed the crystalline structure of the water. So if you sit there to a bottle of water and say, I hate you, it's going to change that. And then if you sit and pray over your water, it changes that to, you know, a beautiful crystal. And this corroborates the work of prayer, because we know it's a tradition in many spiritual traditions to pray over your food, to give a blessing of gratitude when you before you eat. And then all kinds of natural healing techniques, homeopathy, flower essences, again, are based on changing the frequency of a liquid to create healing vibrations.
And, you know, Catherine, this is a very good point, because speaking of water in particular, we are 70 to 90% water, the human body. And water is a great conduit for messaging. And you brought up the prayer. So, yes, if we say a prayer, you know, taking a glass of water and saying thank you before we even take a sip, or say something very beautiful to it, it does. We are now an emitter and a receiver. We resonate and we're able to receive the fountain of youth, so to speak, through this drink of water or through the prayer of over our food. And so it's not just that it's a crazy ritual or some dogma of some religion. It's really scientifically proven that we can have a profound effect on our water, our whatever we're eating. And in Dr. Emoto's book, if you have his original book, I haven't looked at the subsequent printings, but in his original book, there was a woman with her child who set up a science experiment. and she had two bottles of rice. And for 30 days, the child said to one jar, "I hate you." And to the other one for 30 days said, "I love you." And at the end of the 30 days, the one where he said, "I hate you," was dark and decaying and, of course, smelled. And from the one that he said, "I love you," was actually fragrant and had great coloration. So, you know, if we just take that example alone, that is really profound in what we have this effect with our spoken word, with our thoughts on our physical environment, our food, our water, and particularly what we say to ourselves and what we say to those around us, to be conscious that, you know, this needs to be a loving vibration.
For sure. Now, Mandara Cromwell, at this recording, I've now taught yoga for 29 years. At age 65, I still teach yoga 9 times a week. And I remember when I studied yoga and I learned about the koshas or the shis, that actually changed my work as a medical intuitive healer. Because when I do medical intuitive readings, I read what I refer to as the 5 levels of healing, which are the 5 koshas, the physical body, the energy body, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. And so many people, when they go to heal, they're only working on 1 level. So you go to the therapist and you talk about your feelings, or you go to the physical therapist and you exercise. So in my view, when we put together and work on all 5 levels, all 5 koshas, then we experience truly miraculous healing. So what does the research show about the 5 koshas? And for our audience, a kosha is basically a sheath, the physical sheath, the energetic, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. What does the research show about the 5 koshas and sound healing?
This is a fascinating area of research for me, because I'm not only observing people who we look at who come for physical ailments. And, you know, in Ayurveda, which is an aspect of yoga, there is the premise that the dis-ease comes in from the outer layers. So in Ayurveda, when we look at the koshas, it's like where it comes in at the thought level. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in our thinking, generally, it's an unconscious thought when it comes to when we're working with people with disease. So it's an unconscious thought that happened probably a long time ago, that somehow or another, it's we call it in yoga the mistake of the intellect. So this is very deep, because you're mentioning the 5 koshas, which the very most spiritual one is the Anandamaya kosha, the bliss, where we're very connected spiritually. And then the next one, the Vijnanamaya kosha, that's where the intellect is. And when, as you know, as a yoga teacher, meditation is at the core of a self-realized life. So meditation is really the fast conduit to healing. And so when we meditate and we clear up all of these pathways, I was describing it just a little bit in my reading of my book, that's what was actually happening to me the first time I was chanting Sanskrit, where I was very focused and using sound to kind of clear out the dust bunnies, you know, in the crevices of my mind. And so when we go into that layer of where we have the incorrect thinking, that access is through this interpenetrating of these 5 bodies. We have this whole network system that is constantly communicating to all levels. And so I did this study. This is a really interesting thing with a PIP camera. It's a polycontrast interference photography. And actually, it was developed by Harry Oldfield in the UK. And so with this particular camera, and I have this these pictures on my website if people want to really see the real thing. But so this camera kind of shows areas of congestion in the energetic state. So there was this gentleman who came, who was a mechanic, and he came because he had pain in his knees. He had had his knees operated on and was still having pain. And so he came to experience the AMI foot device to see if that could help him. So when we captured the before image, we saw the inflammation happening in the knee area. But what we also saw was in the heart center, lots of congestion. And we also saw around his mouth was like a mask, this energetic mask. So we asked him, you know, tell us about your life. And he said, I'm a mechanic, my knees, da, 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 da. And we said, well, has there been any big emotional events in your life recently? 4 months prior, he had lost his mother to pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. So we go, okay, that would explain this heart thing. And so then when we asked about his relationship with his mother, he said, well, I could never really fully tell her my true feelings. So here, energetically, with this camera that measures energy, we see, yes, we see the pain in his knees. Yes, we see this heart that is so weeping, locked up. And then we see the emotional component of that he could never speak his truth. So we actually just put him on a channel for musculoskeletal pain. Even that had relief for him. And about halfway through the session, his eyes are closed and he leaned back and had a smile on his face. Now, at the end of the session, we just say, you know, how did that feel for you? And he said, this was really good. Could I come back tomorrow? So I share this with you because this is one simple way that we observed a person who came for physical health, but in the end of 30 minutes of a sound session, you could see the heart shift and you could see the mask dissipate. It's really a beautiful thing. So yes, we have lots of research that we do things like that. And thank you for bringing up the five layers of being, because somewhere is the answer to why people can't heal.
Yeah. And Mandara Cromwell, you think exactly like I do. And that's the foundation of my work as a medical intuitive healer, because the average person who comes to me, they've gone to seven other practitioners and they can't get well. And it's like, where am I blocked, right? And what I find is most of the time people are working really hard in certain areas that have absolutely nothing to do with resolving the issues. It's like cleaning out your attic because you have, I don't know, you're having a bad marriage or something, although that would be good feng shui. I take that back. Not a good analogy. So, okay, we have been listening to the one and only Mandara Cromwell, the CEO of Simet Technologies. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. You can find out more about Mandara Cromwell and her wonderful work at SimaTechnologies.com. And remember, one of the foundational principles of natural healing is that you are a unique vibrational interference pattern. You're already a VIP. Treat yourself with great compassion and understand that when you have any disease or illness, it's always happening on all five levels at the same time. It's not just your feet, your big toe. It's not just your knees. It's your whole being is involved. And as you address what's happening on all five levels, you can heal yourself quickly and almost seemingly miraculously. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.